Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gets a lot tougher tomorrow. Game two of the season as the Aztecs travel to Provo to take on the BYU Cougars. And joining us right now on Ben and Woods, head coach of the San Diego State basketball team, Brian Dutcher is with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Dutch, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the first win. I know you've been working with the guys in practice for quite a while now, but it's our first look, especially with so many new faces, so many transfers. I wasn't sure what to expect. How confident were you in what you'd see in your team on Tuesday night?
You know, as a head coach, you're always a little bit nervous for the opener, you know, when they get under the lights and play in front of a good crowd. And they played pretty true to themselves. They shared the ball. They played the right way. And off to a good start. But like you said, it's on to Provo tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly, Coach. And I know the overall record in Provo is not a good one, but, you know, the only way to change that is to win one game at a time. Do you think about things like that, or is it just extreme focus on the next game?
You know, I think we'll talk about the rivalry because it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, dating back to the Jimmer and Kawhi days in my memory, and obviously way before that. So we'll talk about the emotion of the game. And we played them at our place last year. We're fortunate enough to get a win, but I think our fans embrace the series, and I want to make sure our kids do also.
Coach, early season games, when Kentucky and Duke and Michigan State, and they all play like they did in the opener, I hear from other coaches saying, well, a game right now doesn't really have much of an impact on the end of the season. And while that is true for those programs, it's not necessarily true in your case because your resume building is always going on. I mean, you're still fresh in the mind, Coach, when you guys finished first in the Mountain West by three games and didn't get an invitation to the NCAA tournament. Does that put more pressure on you for early season games like this one, knowing it might be the difference when the committee gets together in March to make their decisions?
Yeah, the non-Power Fives have a tougher road to get an at-large bid. There's no question. They shrink every year. The Power Fives don't schedule us as much as they used to. And so when we have an opportunity to go and play a good BYU team on their home floor, it's an opportunity for us to build a resume, which is important down the stretch, obviously.
And one of the best parts, too, about, you know, having a new fresh crop of players and coaches, you know, they wrote the article in the UT. They said, hey, you know, this trip to BYU is new for almost every player. So all they're not aware of, you know, maybe past history there. How important is that?
Well, I want to make them aware. I want to let them know what kind of environment they're going to be getting into. I mean, it's basically a doubleheader day for BYU. They've got us in the afternoon, and then they've got a home football game. So I'd imagine we're going to have a big raucous environment. I guess anywhere probably 17,000 or more will be at our game. I think they drew 15,000 for Fullerton. And I know we're a lot more appealing to the fan base. So I'd imagine it's going to be hostile. It's going to be everything you'd want in a college basketball game. And now we have to go and perform in those kind of conditions and see where we're at this time of the year. Hopefully with the seniors I have, we're ready for that type of environment.
Talking to Brian Dutcher with us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. So Coach, how difficult is it to incorporate transfers into your program? Obviously, you know, we don't see these guys, but you've had them some of them in practice for an entire year as they were redshirting and having their season to sit out. How do you get a guy back into game shape, get him back used to playing college basketball again after they've sat out and work them in after so much time off?
Yeah, Malachi Flynn said after his first exhibition game, it felt like he hadn't played a game in 2 years. And so there's that aspect of getting your game timing back, game feel. And I thought he's done a good job of that. He hasn't scored as much as I think fans would like him to. But in our one exhibition game, he had 7 assists, no turnovers against Texas Southern. He scored the ball a little better, but 5 assists, no turnovers. And those are things a coach needs to see. And then we have, obviously, KJ Fagan and Yanni Wetzel, two fifth-year seniors, that played a lot of college basketball. And so their experience is being relied upon. The hard thing is to get our offensive chemistry together, to get all those pieces to fit where they complement one another. And I know that will happen. The question is, how soon will it happen where we start hitting peak efficiency at the offensive end?
Can you get those guys to be leaders, you know, when they aren't with the program from the very beginning? They didn't come through it like some guys did as freshmen. Is that something that is a challenge?
You know, they've done a really good job of that. You know, KJ and Yanni, being first year in our program, have been very vocal in practice, very vocal in the games, echoing what the coaches' thoughts are and demanding a lot of the team, even in all practice situations. So they provided great leadership. So that's something I think we can build on. If we get that kind of vocal response and buy-in from all the guys, especially our seniors, that usually leads to a good season.
We are joined by SDSU head basketball coach Brian Dutcher here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Coach, how much load management are you guys going to employ at BYU? That is the new hot phrase in basketball.
The only one that needs load management is me. I think I'll sit for part of the game and then stand for part of it. The rest of these guys, they're going to be able to go. They're going to be fine.
Yeah, you don't want to get fined by the Mountain West Conference or anything
exactly.
for sitting one of your players out.
No.
What do you think about that, Coach?
Well,
by the way,
I mean, you coach Kawhi. It's such an interesting phenomenon. I mean, you can't argue with the results in the playoffs, especially what he did last year. But I understand the frustration by guys in the NBA going, "Hey, the people are paying tickets; they want to see the star players, and you know, they're sitting him out on random days to rest his legs."
Yeah. I mean, had they not won with it last year, the Raptors, then I think we'd have a lot more pushback. But when Kawhi was so dynamic in the playoffs and MVP of the finals, you say, wow, well, it obviously had helped the Toronto Raptors win the title, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
What's it been like having Kawhi back on this coast? I mean, obviously he comes back a lot. I know, Coach, in the off season, works out at the Jam Center, and you see him around campus a lot. Is that even more so now that he's with the Clippers and playing so close to San Diego again?
Yeah, it's great to have him here. And obviously him living in Rancho Santa Fe is great for the city of San Diego and great for San Diego State. And what better ambassador to say the best player in the world played at your university? And so we're excited to have him back west. And now I watched him last night. And as much as he struggled that fourth quarter, 18 in the fourth quarter, I mean, that's what they pay the superstars to do, to take you down the stretch and win you that game. And I thought he did that last night for the Clippers against the Trailblazers.
Did you see his Terminator commercial with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton?
I loved it. I thought it was a great commercial.
Oh, man, Coach. I was like, they offer acting classes at SDSU. I'm assuming I would invest a little if I were him.
They did a good job.
I mean, it was a little good.
I thought it was good.
I'm a harsher critic, though.
Yeah. Well, I thought he did a great job. You know, I thought it was good. That's tough to step in front of that camera with Schwarzenegger and Hamilton and
it's true.
And act with those two. Those are as good as it gets.
That is true.
I'll give him a break. Very fair. Before you go, Coach, we talked about some of your transfers. I don't want to ignore the returning players. Jordan Shackle got off to a great start, 15 points. Really set the tone for you guys early against Texas Southern. And Matt Mitchell is looking a little slimmer this year, Coach. What was going on with the offseason with Matt Mitchell, your junior?
Yeah, well, first of all, Jordan scored our first 8 points against Texas Southern, and he just gets better every year. Matt Mitchell has worked really hard on his body. I think he's down 20 pounds from last year, and it shows. I mean, I think his game conditioning, his endurance is better, and hopefully will lead to a much better Matt Mitchell. And, again, he was our leading returning scorer at 10 a game. So we have returning pieces we're really excited about and added with the new pieces. I think the Aztecs have a chance to have a very good team this year.
You feeling any extra pressure now, third season, as the no longer the head coach in waiting, the actual head coach? And, you know, the program is becoming more and more Brian Dutcher's program than Steve Fisher's program at this point. How does that make you feel just kind of sitting there on the sideline?
I've said this in the interviews I've done. What we've done here at San Diego State, this is my 21st year on campus. The banners we've hung have set a standard. And so whether it's year one or year five, if we're not competing for a conference title, fans aren't going to be happy, and I'm not going to be happy. So all the expectations the fans have are far exceeded by the coaching staff and this team. So now we have to put it together, go out there and produce wins for this university.
Last thing, what did you think about Mike Bone getting hired as the new athletic director up at USC? Because he was the AD when you guys were still in your first few seasons at San Diego State.
Hey, if you're an Aztec, you can get any job in the country. Whether you're Kawhi Leonard or Mike Bone. If you get associated with the Aztecs, good things happen.
Yeah, Steven Strasburg, World Series MVP. There's a lot of good things happening for San Diego State beyond the county borders. Coach, good luck against BYU tomorrow. Hopefully coming home with a win. And then I know you got a string of home games for Aztec fans to check out the team in person coming up soon. So thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Brian Dutcher.
Thanks, Coach. He's great.
He's a nice Midwestern man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.